One of the dangers tied to drug abuse is the risk of transmitting disease through needle sharing. Dirty needles are a common vehicle for HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and other serious infections. A proven solution is providing access to clean needles and a safe place to dispose of dirty ones. KBBI's Quentin Chandler reports a Homer doctor wants to start the community's first syringe exchange program.
Alaska has a bad track record when it comes to IV drug use. Heroin abuse alone doubled in the state between 2007 and 2013. On a global scale, the World Health Organization blames 10% of new HIV cases on IV drug abuse, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the same for 60% of new hepatitis C cases in the United States.
And the one that we see most commonly in Alaska is hepatitis C.
That's Dr. Sarah Spencer, who works in addiction medicine at Homer Medical Center and Ninilchik Tribal Clinic. She wants to start a syringe exchange program, a place people can drop off their used needles in exchange for clean ones.
And also other sterile things like sterile cotton and things that they would use in the process of injecting IV drugs.
She says exchanges reduce cases of HIV and hepatitis by between 30 and 50%.
About 1,000 people in Alaska are diagnosed with hepatitis C every year. It's actually significantly more contagious than HIV. HIV is still certainly around, but it's not nearly as prevalent as hepatitis C.
On top of viruses, Spencer says dirty needles can also cause bacterial infections that are even more common and can be more dangerous.
Those can occur even if someone is not sharing a needle.
Say someone is using an old needle over and over again. The needle gets dirty, and they may not take simple precautions like using alcohol wipes to clean the injection site.
And that bacteria gets introduced underneath the skin with the needle and can cause, the most common thing we see is skin infections, like abscesses and boils under the skin caused by staph bacteria.
Spencer says those infections often lead to emergency room visits, occasionally blood poisoning, infection of the heart valves,
which we call endocarditis, and from there can actually spread through the whole body and cause abscesses in your brain or lungs. Really horrible, life-threatening diseases that are very difficult to treat, even with antibiotics.
Spencer says a syringe exchange program could stop that from happening. There are only three in Alaska. They're in Juneau, Fairbanks, and Anchorage. But could an exchange program unintentionally encourage drug use? Spencer says no. Exchanges actually help decrease drug use because addicts can be steered into treatment. The cost saving Spencer mentioned comes from a drop in hospital bills.
Many of the people who are using IV drugs are not in a position where they're able to work. Many of them don't have health insurance. And so when they have a life-threatening illness and they seek emergency care for that, the taxpayer is going to pay the bill for that.
It's impossible to say how many people would use a syringe exchange in Homer. Spencer says the average number of IV drug users in the country is between 1% and 2% of the population. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.